You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is April 5th, 2024, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So hello, my friends! It's time for Backlist. Yay! I've been reading a lot of it lately. I've been doing that, like, 52 backlist books in my own TBR project. That's not really what it's called, but trying to read, like, one actual copy of a book that I own in my own library, like a physical copy. And it's going pretty great. Right now I'm in the middle of The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place, which is pretty fun, about three kids that were raised by wolves and now have a governess in this very fancy rich house. But yeah, backlist is great. Before I tell you about some backlist, we're going to hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to betray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and, oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode.
This episode is sponsored by The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. Robbie and Trevor Cressmont have enough wealth to ensure they'll never be found guilty of any wrongdoing, even if everyone believes they're behind the deaths of their ex-girlfriends. Let us all take a collective angry sigh at that. Lauren O'Brien, the new girl at school, has a dark past of her own, and she's desperate for a fresh start. Except when she starts a relationship with Robbie, her chance is put in jeopardy. During what's meant to be their last weekend together, Lauren stumbles across evidence that might just implicate Robbie. And after a third death rocks the town, she must decide whether to end things with Robbie or risk becoming another cautionary tale. This is an edge-of-your-seat YA thriller that's perfect for fans of Karen McManus and Holly Jackson. Make sure you pick that up now wherever books are sold. And thank you once again to The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy for sponsoring today's show.
And I want to remind you that if you're looking to elevate your reading life, Tailored Book Recommendations is here to help with handpicked recommendations. Tell the bibliologists at Tailored Book Recommendations about what you love and what you don't love. You can get your recommendations via email or receive hardcovers or paperbacks in the mail. And with quarterly or annual plans available, TBR has something for every budget. Plans start at just $18. So visit mytbr.co to subscribe today. It only takes a few minutes. That's mytbr.co. So my first pick for today is, there is a sequel to a book that I loved out this week. It's called Court of Wanderers. It's the second book in the Reaper series by Rin Chupico. The first book was called Silver Under Nightfall. Somehow, I can't remember if I read this, like, when it came out. It was at the end of 2022. I might have read it in time for the show. I don't remember talking about it, but I might have. I feel like it went under the radar, and it's like this bonkers, wild, fast-paced, violent, funny, like, fantasy novel. It has these extensive action scenes that I thought were great, and I feel like more people need to read it. It's about a young man named Remy. His father is a duke. Remy is hated in his own village. His mother is rumored to have run off with a vampire, but also rumored to have given birth to her vampire lover's son before they ran off, making that Remy. So he grows up with people saying like he's half vampire. And Remy's father takes his anger at his mother out on Remy by pushing him to be a hunter of vampires, which is like, Remy doesn't want to be a tough guy at all, but his dad is like insisting that he do all these brave things that he doesn't want to do. And when the book starts, they discover there's some new kind of vampire stalking the lands, like uber bad, like, because like the vampires aren't that bad. They just don't like really interact with the humans, but like, this is like a really bad kind of vampire. And so his dad sends Remy off to take care of them, which he totally does not want to do. And while he's out looking for these new kinds of monsters, he runs into a vampire team, a boyfriend and girlfriend. They're vampire royalty. They're also looking to find these new vampire monsters because they are no good for the regular vampires either. So they decide to team up to fight them together and also to take care of this thing called the Rot that is sort of invading their lands. And it turns into a story of trust and fear and friendship. Like, can Remy ever truly befriend these vampires? Because he was raised to hate vampires. Not to mention that hanging around vampires is fueling the rumors that he is one himself. It's just an epic fantasy. It's a little road trip novel. It's a little Game of Thrones. It's a little Blade. I ate it up like candy. I'm looking forward to reading the sequel. Content warnings do include graphic violence, gore, animal death, and murder. It is Silver Under Nightfall by Rin Chupico. And my other pick for today is Kiss Her Once for Me by Allison Cochran. I believe Danica talked about Cochran's newest book, which came out this week called Here We Go Again, on the show. My memory is, you know, I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So, but this was a really fun romance that I read last year. It's about Ellie Oliver, who, as a young woman, she's out on her own. She moves to Portland. Things are going really good. She gets a great job. She meets an amazing woman in a bookstore. They have one magical night together, but then it all goes wrong in the morning and the woman leaves and she doesn't know who she is or where she's gone and she never sees her again. And then to make matters worse, Ellie also loses her job. So now when the book opens, it's a year later. It's Christmas time again. Ellie's working at a coffee shop. She hates it, but she really needs money. And one day, the handsome landlord, Andrew, comes in and he makes her an offer. If Ellie goes home with him to his family's cabin for the holidays and pretends to be his fiance, he'll give her lots of money. See, Andrew has to be married to get his very large inheritance that is waiting for him. So Ellie agrees because she's like, yeah, I need the money. So they go to the cabin, only to discover that Andrew's sister, Jack, is none other than Ellie's dream woman. But Ellie can't tell Jack the truth about why she's there, because then she risks messing up Andrew's cover and also losing all this money that he's going to give her. But she also doesn't want to lose Jack for a second time. So whatever will Ellie do? It's a charming delight. I actually read this for work. They gave me the manuscript, and so I didn't even read a synopsis of it. And I was actually really surprised, because it says right on the back, like right on the cover, I think it says something about, like, fiancé, sister, whatever. I was surprised when, like, Jack was there and it turned out to be the mystery woman. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, did not see that coming. Maybe I just need to read more romance novels, but I was completely surprised. But also, like, fake dating is so popular in romance, and it happens all the time in sitcoms and movies. Like, is this a thing that happens in real life, or just something that, like, a lot of people think is really fun and funny, so they want to see more of it? Like, there are also a lot of vampires in books and movies and TV shows, but they aren't real. So I'm curious if, like, fake dating is a thing that happens more often than I realize it does. I don't know anyone who has done it, but maybe I'm just living a sheltered life. I don't know. I do want to give content warnings for homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, mental illness stigmas, infidelity, and chemical use in this one. It's Kiss Her Once for Me by Allison Cochran. And for Dealer's Choice today, I thought I would tell you about three books I got today that I'm so excited about. These are upcoming books. One is Private Rights by Julia Armfield. Armfield wrote Our Wives Under the Sea, which was one of my favorite books of 2022. This one comes out on December 3rd and is a queer speculative reimagining of King Lear. Very excited to read this. I pre-ordered the UK edition, which comes out in June because I didn't want to wait. for like my own copy. Like I have a galley now, but like I didn't want my own copy. The second one was Graveyard Shift by M.L. Rio. You might recognize Rio's name. She wrote If We Were Villains, which came out in 2017 now, about the college students and there's a murder and they're trying to figure out what happens. It has to do with Shakespeare. They're all like totally into Shakespeare. She had a story in the collection In These Hallowed Halls last year, but I believe this is her first book since If We Were Villains. This comes out on September 24th. It's a horror novella about five people who work the night shift at their various jobs and sort of encounter each other every evening. And they happen to stumble upon an open grave one night in the cemetery and don't know why it's there. I mean, I guess better it's in the cemetery than somewhere else, but like, I guess it wasn't there before. So, and also the other book I got today that I'm excited to read is Evil in Me by Brom. This comes out September 17th. Brom is an amazing writer and an even more amazing artist. He used to do Dungeons and Dragons manuals, and he illustrates a lot of his books and always the covers. I loved his novel Slewfoot that came out a couple of years ago about the devil and witches. This is about a small town, like locally famous rock and roller who is accidentally possessed by a demon while helping her neighbor move some old artifacts around his house. Somehow this ring winds up on her finger that is like some kind of evil object, and she can't get it off her finger, and it starts to send out this signal to other evil things, which like attract them to her because it's like an evil magnet. And the only way that she can get rid of this ring and to keep the evil away is to have a very large group of people sing a chant. And she figures the quickest way to make this happen is to have a concert. So she needs to get the band back together to make it happen. So those are all kind of creepy, I think. And it's going to be awesome. I'm sure I'll talk about them like a million more times before they come out. But yeah, those are my books for today. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. You can visit mytbr.co to subscribe to TBR. It only takes a few minutes. It's mytbr.co. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Caitlin Brame. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of all the books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Instagram at FranzenComesAlive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.